This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is regulatory news of note today. The Food and Drug Administration has announced that it's cracking down on flavored e-cigarettes. It's given five big e-cigarette makers 2 months to draw up plans to stop underage use of their products or have those products pulled off store shelves. Products that, it should be said, bring in $2.5 billion a year. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that one.
Addison Deck is 21. He works two jobs in Mansfield, Connecticut, one at Starbucks, the other at a pizza chain called Blaze Pizza. His shifts can run long, and when he can, he likes to go outside with his e-cigarette of choice, a Vupu Drag.
The visuals of smoke I just find so relaxing and satisfying.
He started vaping because he wanted to stop smoking regular cigarettes. Marlboro was his brand. He switched to a small e-cigarette called Juul. It still contains nicotine but uses flavored pods with tastes like mango and cool cucumber.
I like a lot of the fruitier flavors, which is funny because I smoked like Marlboros.
A recent Wells Fargo report says that Juul has captured 72% of the e-cigarette market. And the FDA says the number of teenagers using e-cigarettes has reached an epidemic proportion. Desmond Jensen at the Public Health Law Center says when many teens think of e-cigarettes, they don't really think about the nicotine.
An overwhelming majority will tell you it's for the flavors.
He says teens are also lured by e-cigarettes' social media presence. Juul Labs says it intends to work with the FDA to prevent underage use. And Thomas Kickless, president of the Tobacco Vapor Electronic Cigarette Association, says tobacco stores also have good reason to keep minors out.
You know, that tobacco license is awfully valuable.
But he says the FDA's focus on flavored e-cigarettes could make it harder for adults who are trying to quit regular cigarettes. And easier for the tobacco companies, who'd lose one big source of competition. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.